Audiovox.
Welcome back to the Audiovox. I would like to start off by saying thank you to each and every one of you that has tuned in this season and checked out an episode. I'm very thankful for everyone that was a part of this as well. My guest, everyone. I'm very thankful for the season one of Audiovox. It was pretty fast that it was hard to start off, and then pretty fast when it was getting in, I was getting this more and more episodes. So it definitely, I would say it's been going well. So season two is going to be really dope. Season two is going to be recorded because we're going to try and do more visuals and stuff last. So it's going to probably be mostly recorded at Artificial Memory Studios in Hialeah, which is from the homies Dying Side. And it's going to be dope, man. Already working on the second season, and dope shit's coming soon. And let me see what I got here, man. This is, you know, it's weird. I'm like talking to myself this time. I always usually interview a person, but I thought it would be best for me to close it off. You know, I'm very thankful for everyone. And, you know, what is Audiovox? Audiovox is pretty much a podcast that I got inspired to do. I was listening to podcasts and stuff like that, and I love using Pro Tools, and, you know, I went to school for music, so getting back into the mix of you know, recording audio and, you know, mixing it and putting it together is like something I really love and enjoy to do. So I do this for fun and I fucking love it. That's why season two is going to come with a banger, and three and four, I'm going to have them shit banging out. And I'm going to get the visuals going on, because I know a lot of people ask me that they want to see more visuals, because now podcast has pretty much grown to a visual thing. So a lot of people have it on YouTube and stuff like that. And you guys can check out the YouTube as well. I'll put the link in the description. I have a few episode clips on there. Let me see what I got here. So yeah, season two, we're going to talk about, that's what I've been talking about, my bad. And let me see, Daze, I keep on getting questions about Daze. So Daze is a clothing brand that I had created with my homie John Carr and Olski back in, shit, let's say 2010. You know, for a minute. So, you know, I got inspired with clothing. I was like, came back from LA, and I was like, fuck it, man. I want to get sponsored. But, you know, nobody was going to sponsor my ass, because I was, I guess, I don't want to say I'm a nobody, but, I wasn't an athlete. I'm not popular. So, yeah, pretty much a nobody. So I said, fuck it, I'm going to make my own clothing. So that's how the idea pretty much, grew from, and I had my homies to back me up and help me bring it together. So we all, you know, that's the story behind Isaiah, how it started. And it started with skateboarding originally. That's the culture. I went to California, and I was there sitting, and I was looking at people skate on Venice Beach, and I was like, yo, this shit is dope as fuck. Why isn't this shit popping in Miami? And that's when it was, you know, popping in Miami, but not like really big. There's not a lot of 11. There wasn't shit, you know? So when I came back, I got the idea, I got inspired and stuff like that. And the skaters, the community, you know, it was hard as to fucking find skaters. How about that? Because skaters are very picky, and that's what I like. You know, they have their own culture there. You know, it's like, yeah, it doesn't matter if you're good or not, we won't fuck with you if you don't fuck with you. They're like that. So I learned a lot from the skate community, and I'm very humbled by that. They are go-getters, and they hustle like a motherfucker. So respect to all the skaters out there, definitely. And of course, artists, I was sponsoring and working with artists and stuff like that, because I was doing music. So I was doing music at the same time I was doing clothing, and then the clothing started doing better, and I stopped doing the music, and I was like, hey, I'll get back to that. And here I am now fucking with audio again. So that's fast forward. But anyways, with Daze, I had a good run. It was great. And unfortunately, right now, it's just, we put it on the back burner. You know, we're just going to focus on other things right now. And I'm really going to get this podcast popping. And that's the goal right now. Maybe in the future, we will drop, you know, some new stuff, cut and sew, something original. Not just throw a design on a shirt and just rock with it. Nah, we're going to come correct, you know, with the clothing, anything I got to do with that. And, you know, season two is definitely going to be coming, I would say, November, you know. I'm going to try and do it faster, but I'll start with it, you know, and not start with it. I already started, but you know what I mean. Yeah, it's just weird when you're talking to yourself on a mic and you're answering yourself the questions. It's fucking crazy. And then I got to bang this bitch out of one take, because if not, the fucking chops sound weird. So I'm giving it to you raw and uncut. This is Tones, the engineer with the motherfucking ears.
Tones. What was that word?
Tones. The official engineer with the ears.
Yes. Yes, and if you ask, what the fuck is Tones, engineer with the ears? That's when I was making music. Engineer with the ears was my alias, I guess. That's what I went by.
Engineer with the ears. Engineer with the ears.
Overall, I'm just busting mad moves right now. Low key is, I've noticed, is the best way to stay. Because a lot of things go good when you stay low key. And I got a lot of things in the works, so... Good things. So let's start off by, you know, I want to say thank you to everybody that was on this podcast. So let's start off with episode one, that I believe it was Sam Branna. You know, thank you very much for popping my cherry, you know, with the first episode. We didn't even know what we were talking about or doing. I haven't seen this guy in forever. And the first thing I decided to do is put a mic behind them. It's like, yo, fuck it, let's talk about it. So that's why our structure was a little all over the place. But I'm very thankful and humble for letting me, you know, be my first person to let me do this shit and try it out, man. Very thankful. And then at episode two, I got the homie Loso. I'm always shooting videos for him. I'm very thankful for him. He's always on his hustle as well. So check him out on YouTube, Camp 100. I got episode three with the homie Oski with Ocean Drive Limousine. And all you got to do is, you know, plug up with him. You know, he's the plug right there. If you need that transport, you know, he got you. You know, ain't nobody got time for some Uber sometimes and shit like that. When you get out the airport, you want that shit there. Not that you're calling it or nothing. That's the plug right there. And shouts out to my homie Bands De Niro. You know, my homie Bands, I know him forever, you know, as well. He was making music in my first studio back when we were first doing it in 2008 or something like that. We've been kicking it and making some music, so that was dope that he's still shining and right now progressing to the point that he's charting on Spotify. So definitely check him out. And then of course episode five, my homies Dineside, I'm gonna be using their studio a lot to work on season two, and they're just dope motherfuckers right there. And they actually have a show, let me see here, September 24th in downtown Miami. So definitely check them out, show some support. Let me see, got episode six with the homie Soto. He got to release the project Medellin, and he's been dropping videos left and right, and he's on the hustle. Shouts out to him. Episode seven, thank you for the homie Junior. You know, he's always on his hustle, always with that, you know, just try, like how he says, what's his thing? Hunger. I fucked up his own quote, but that's my dog right there. I got mad love for homie Junior. And you can check out his burger place at Junior's Gourmet Burgers at Miami Springs Circle. He's located in Miami Springs. Go there for the fire shit. And then episode eight, I got the homie Chase. Chase is family right there too as well. He what's it called? He designed the Daze logo, Mer, making the brand and the symbol. So he's been vetted in the game too with graffiti and stuff like that. So it was an honor working with him as well with you know, trying to make these ideas come to life. Let me see, episode nine, my homie Sneaky Clean. You know, Sneaky Clean is a tremendo hustler. You know, he's always on the hustle with the shoes, cleaning it. It's like, you just got to drop off your shoes to that man, because if not, you're going to try and clean them, you're going to forget, you're not going to do shit. That homie right there leaves those shoes looking brand new right there. And he's located at the in Little Haiti, and I believe the the Art Center or something like that, Little Haiti. But it's dope, man. And very thankful for everybody who's been on this podcast. And be on the lookout for season two coming real soon. All right, guys. Take care. Peace. Audio Vox.